T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The spotlight continues on the Erie County executive race locally. Ted Lina is the moderator of this morning's debate at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute. This is a annual tradition. Ted, 35 years strong?
Yes. Good morning, Susan and Brian. I'm very excited about the debate. It's hard for me to believe that 35 years ago, in October of 1984, I started the first debate, and we're still doing them 35 years later.
How have they changed over the years, Ted?
Well, they've changed in a number of ways. Of course, we receive a lot of attention now. I have candidates call me several times asking if they can debate at St. Joe's. It takes a lot more time in regard to writing the questions and the various roles that students are assigned. I never thought it would become the event that it's become. The first debate we had... we had two local politicians, David Swartz, the county clerk, and a former grad of St. Joe's, Bill Paxson, and a congressman, represent Walter Mondale and Ronald Reagan, because that was a presidential election year. So that was the first debate that I held. Unfortunately, I don't remember every one of them. I wish I would have written everything down, but I haven't.
Yeah, that's okay, believe me. When looking at this debate, though, it's a little bit different than, say, like what we saw last night on TV, just because of who's asking the questions and who's making up the crowd.
Correct. Well, we'll have an audience of over 700, and I watched the two televised debates, and most of the questions we're asking were not asked. Obviously, we're going to ask some of the same questions, but because of the student body... we have composed different questions, and I think some new ground will be broken here this morning at St. Joe's.
How much of a role do the students have? Or do they come up with all of the questions? Do they get some help?
Yeah, it's a tremendous role. I mean, it comes from them, my AP government students, and we meet 4 or 5 times to work on the questions. So initially, we brainstorm and give them some direction. Another teacher here, Mr. McHale, works with me on the debate, and then they come back, and then we begin to assign certain areas, and then they do the research, and then they come back 2 to 3 more times before we actually have a question that we can use.
Okay, and that's a pretty interesting little way of going about things. So what are you expecting to hear up on the debate stage today?
Well, obviously some of the same things. And because of the audience here, the candidates tend to be energized by that. They don't talk down to the students, and I always tell them not to do that. And it tends to be pretty lively.
It always does. You're right. I'm thinking, too, just to last year. It's got to beat last year's event when Nate McMurray was there debating an empty podium, right, when Chris Collins was a no-show?
Exactly, yes. That was an interesting debate. I've never had that happen before. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, best of luck to you and all the students taking part today. That's Ted Lina, who is moderating the debate later on today at St. Joe's. WBEM will be covering that, the final debate. And this one a little bit different, as Ted said, a little livelier at times. And if you're not really a fan of debates, be sure you check out Candidates in Conversation. We brought that to you earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday. Hour-long discussions with both Mark Poloncarz and Lynn Dixon, with no interruptions or buzzers or time limits or things like that. You'll also be able to hear it this Sunday on WBEN at 10 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.